Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, February 15. Coming up, training facility to be built at Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Center. 17,000 more tablets to be distributed to schools in the upcoming fiscal year. And Jamaica Day to be celebrated February 24. The details after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. A new school facility is to be built at the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Center in St. Catherine to empower the inmates to develop and maximize their full potential through educational rehabilitation. The project, being carried out under Food for the Poor's Prison Ministry program over the next 10 weeks, is expected to benefit more than 200 inmates. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says the initiative demonstrates the type of partnership needed to address the factors leading to crime and violence.
We want to prevent crime on both ends. And to do so, it requires us to have the understanding that education in a whole is the foundation of any man or woman being able to claim their independence, whether it is economic independence, personal independence, or freedom from criminal activity.
The building, valued at approximately $3.19 million, will comprise three classrooms, an office, and sanitation facilities, and will be outfitted with desks and chairs for instructors and students. The Airports Authority of Jamaica has signed a sister airport cooperation agreement with the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Under the Memorandum of Understanding, airports in Jamaica and Hartsfield-Jackson International will exchange ideas and information pertaining to cargo, passenger, and traffic development. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the agreement will increase trade and technical cooperation between Jamaica and Atlanta. The agreement includes capacity building in aviation through training and talent development, as well as technical and managerial support. Meanwhile, Acting General Manager of Hartsfield-Jackson International, Greg Richardson, says in addition to establishing bonds of friendship, the agreement will pave the way for exchanging ideas and best practices, as well as promoting economic growth and development. The government is to spend $7 million for the provision of 17,500 tablets to increase learning opportunities to students under the Tablets in Schools program being implemented by eLearning Jamaica Company Limited. The project will also see the distribution of 385 charging carts, 630 laptops, as well as audiovisual display units to 210 schools. Funding for this initiative is being provided by the Universal Service Fund, USF. This is outlined in the 2017-18 estimates of expenditure now before the House of Representatives. Launched in 2014, the program has seen the distribution of approximately 25,000 tablets to schools and teachers island-wide. And Jamaica Day will be observed on Friday, February 24, under the theme Celebrating Jamaica, Exploring Our Legacy in a Global Context. The day is set aside each year to reflect on the nation's contributions to the rest of the world.
I certainly endorse this particular activity. This is where we take time to big up ourselves as a people, to recognize some of the things that are unique to us and the personalities who have contributed in many ways to enriching our lives. Jamaica Day is aimed at creating an appreciation for those features of Jamaica's life that are uniquely ours, from our cuisine, the architecture, from outstanding leaders in academic sport, music, to name a few.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid says all Jamaicans in every sector of society, particularly students and teachers, are expected to don the national colors on Jamaica Day, displaying cultural pride. The National Jamaica Day ceremony will be at the Green Island High School in Hanover. Jamaica Day is part of the ministry's Culture in Education program. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.